Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
With the seventh pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Chicago Sky select Angel Reese, LSU.
Can we also, just from a surface-level standpoint, shout out all the fashion on not only the WNBA draftees, but the executives? That was fun. And Dawn Staley had on, like, this really cool Louis Vuitton jacket. That was the championship outfit. Well,
they call her Louis Vuitton Dawn, right?
Can we just call her back?
I want to go on the walk with her. I'll walk Champ. I'll walk her dog Champ. It's good. Yesterday, we had a conversation with Annie about the fashion at the WNBA draft and how the women are so far ahead of the men from a fashion standpoint.
And one thing I learned yesterday, I learned that Prada had never outfit an NBA player before. And the fact that they outfit Caitlin Clark yesterday was certainly a very public choice on their part, and we detail the reasons why. Time for us to talk about one of the teams abuzz in this city, the Chicago Sky, with their general manager, Jeff Pagliacca. He is on Twitter, at Jeff Pagliacca, and he joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. Considering what's happened over the last couple of years where the Sky go from being a championship team to kind of restarting things, when you came in, how big of a job was this to try and get things corrected?
Well, as soon as free agency started, we realized we had to pivot and trade Kalia Copper. So, you know, once that happened and we were able to rebuild some draft capital from that trade and get some young players in, that was kind of the start of a few moves that we made that put us in position, you know, for the draft a couple of days ago.
How competitive do you expect to be this season?
We plan on being extremely competitive. We have an extremely competitive coach. We have a core full of competitive players, and we're bringing in, obviously, quite a few that had a lot of success in the NCAA tournament and kind of hangs their hat on being defensive players.
I know we can at least ask you some questions now, because when you were on NBC5 on Sports Sunday, you weren't able to answer. But trading up the day before the draft from 8 to 7, there was a huge amount of people who wondered if that was to get Angel Reese. So now that it happened, what was the thought process? Were you ultimately drafted Angel Reese and you got the spot you wanted?
Yeah, I think our thought process was we wanted to be sure that we were in that top 7. And there's a lot of good players there, but we got the target we were hoping for. I think we know how fortunate we are that we had 3 players up on that board. and making that move to seven, having 3-7-13 and landing everybody that we had hoped for, that we were beyond thrilled and still are.
What was it about Camilla that convinced you that she should be your first pick?
I think to go along with the 6-7, the athleticism and the speed and the fact that she's been very successful against pros already, you know, playing overseas and a lot of the Brazilian stuff. She's a winner. She comes from a winning program, you know, looking at, you know, her characteristics as a basketball player. You know, she has great hands. She finishes a lot. She's a great defensive anchor. But just the fact that she can outrun players at her position, you know, you can work with that very easily. And she has an amazing story. You know, we're looking for people with real toughness here in Chicago, and you know, coming over to this country at, you know, 14, 15 years old without her family and getting to where she is today, is that's our type of person.
Dan, Layla, and I have been talking about this as it pertains to Camilla, that one of the things that she does well as a big is she doesn't make herself small. When you see her in games in South Carolina, when she gets the ball in the post, the ball is held high. And I don't know, I mean, with your experience in basketball for all these years, if that's something that is innate to great bigs, or is that something that can be taught? Because it's such an advantage, especially when you're 6'7".
Yeah, she doesn't play small, and I think that'll be one less thing for Coach Spoon to yell at her about. She doesn't bring the ball down. You know, she turns with intention, and that's why I think she's such a great passer. I mean, and I think that's going to help us out a ton, too, having a big at that size as a traditional five that can turn and find shooters. So her vision is good along with everything else.
I know this is probably more of a question for ownership or upper management, but considering the position that you're in and the fact that you happen to be the person we're interviewing, how can the Sky ensure that they are doing the same pro basketball business as the example setters right now in the WNBA when it comes to the quality of practice facilities, when it comes to travel, when it comes to accommodations and all the extra things? How important is it to you that whether it's to free agents or anyone else, that you are selling a top-of-the-line, first-class WNBA experience?
Yeah, it's super important to me, and it's super important to them. They went and got a Hall of Fame player as a coach. We built an incredible staff, got everybody that we wanted. We were in daily conversations about practice facilities. Since I've taken the job, I can tell you there's nothing that I've asked for that I haven't gotten for these players. So, you know, nothing from me on that end, but positivity.
You're known for being an established trainer of professional athletes, namely basketball players. Is there something that you believe in on that side of it that you've seen really pay off? Maybe something that you really believe in, whether it's doing more cardio or preventing injuries. Is there something that you think that stands out to you as something that has really helped players that you've seen or is successful?
Yeah, my background is in player development, and as a staff, even as with our head coach, you know, that is a majority of our backgrounds. And, you know, Coach and I spent a lot of time with NBA players. So the details and the player development and the intentionality that how we're going to grow their games and develop them, and the speed that we think we can do that versus maybe some other places, is why we think we have a real weapon here in Chicago now.
What made you say, I want to partner with Spoon?
Well, I think we are fully aligned, you know, on a lot of things. And, you know, we are very attuned to the importance of relationships, culture, toughness. I think we both put behavior and people in front of the basketball. And after our first conversation, when we met 6 months ago, I realized this is exactly who I wanted to work with, because we saw people the same way. We saw basketball the same way. And it's all about toughness and culture out here first. And she's driving that one.
I heard her say it yesterday. And I heard her say that when asked about X's and O's and are they going to incorporate some plays that are sets for the two bigs, whether it's high-low stuff or side-to-side stuff, she said there will be time for that. The relationships are more important to her right now. And I'm still thinking X's and O's. And I'm wondering, to the extent that when, as from a, through a development lens, Do you similarly look at the game as becoming positionless and the way the game is being spaced right now, the understanding of how three is more than two and coming to grips with it? Maybe you don't need a traditional point guard. You don't have the one through five positions as we currently know. Is that also an important part of envisioning where the women's game is going if it's not there already?
Yeah, I think we're looking for basketball players here. So, you know, depending on the situation, we want you to use your instincts and your common sense. You get a rebound and you could beat somebody, make a play for somebody else. We want you to do that. You want to be as positionless as possible because at any time, depending on where the clock is, you know, you want to be able to make a play. So, you know, we're going to give our players a ton of confidence and Spoon's the one for the job for sure.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How do you go about developing, like I saw Angel Reese taking NBA three-pointers and her and Camilla combined for what, five in college. How do you take what she already is a great player, a creator, and someone who can bang down low versus extending her out and finding out if she's going to be able to develop a three-point game?
Yeah, I won't be surprised if they both become good shooters over time. When you're at programs like they both came from, you know, you're sacrificing every single day to win championships and to make it to Final Fours. And I think that's what we saw from them. They were playing their roles. And as a professional, that's what you come and do. You know, you come in and you play your role. And now we want them to evolve in those roles. And we want them, the better shooters they become, you know, the better team will be. We want them to become good shooters. So those are things that we're going to hit immediately, you know, when they get into Chicago.
I saw your quote about Brenna Maxwell, who you guys picked at 13th overall out of Gonzaga, that you believe she's the best shooter in the nation. Why do you believe that? And what more can you tell us about why you wanted her on the sky?
Yeah, I'm sticking to that one. We've been watching her for a long time. There's not a lot of players that can shoot the ball as quickly as she can shoot it, under as much stress as she shot it, long closeouts, and one threes on the move. She has a lot of creativity as a shooter. She's not just a catch and shoot. And she hunts shots. You know, she wants to take big ones. She helped her team go very far in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, look, shooting will always be at a premium, especially, you know, where we're at right now with basketball. So, you know, drafting, you know, two front court players, you know, the need became making sure we had a specialist. And I feel very strongly that we got somebody very, very special there.
Jeff, as much as you're willing to share, how hard has the road been back for Diamond DeShields?
I think Diamond has been through a ton, even before, right, these last couple seasons with some injuries. Obviously, she went through a lot, you know, during her tenure with the Sky initially here. I saw her an hour ago. She was moving great. She's always in good spirits. She's kind of reborn now. And, you know, after the draft, you know, we went downstairs to meet with the fans. And when they saw her, I mean, you couldn't hear a thing because of the applause, you know. Yeah, I was trying to get some words out, but they were screaming and clapping for Diamond. So, you know, it's just an unbelievable, inspirational story. And she's somebody we want here, you know, to make sure she can keep mentoring a lot of the new ones coming in about, look, the game could be taken away from you and you could still fight back and be great again.
Well, one of the things about her that was so special is obviously coming from a great athletic family, but she was one of those players that you go, she's got crazy athleticism. Is she close to being back to that, or does she have to change the player that she is now because of everything she's gone through?
That's a great question. You'll see probably even a better athletic version of Diamond DeShields. She's stronger. She's faster now. You know, her body is healthy, and we're moving her along very slowly. You know, she is in a great place right now, but you know, we're in no rush because we want her to be very, very comfortable, you know, when the games start.
What was that conversation like trying to recruit Diamond back and the discussion about her finding a place that she's familiar with and you have that role idea for her?
Well, you know, I started here in my role. They hired me to train Diamond. And, you know, now that I came back and, you know, accepted the role as general manager, that was one of the first players I went to go get, you know, when I knew she was a free agent. You know, she's a big part of my story. And I just know how inspirational she is to this city. And she kind of fits the culture, you know, of what we're trying to do here. Super tough and just relentless fight.
Lastly, for me, when you talk from a developmental perspective, and I know this is now a player on another team, and I'm not asking for a specific opinion about Caitlin
Sure.
Clark, but we talk about the influence and the impact that she's going to have. That when we talk about 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds and 8-year-olds, like when at some point we are going to get the next wave of young players who want to be like what the next Steph Curry, and that idea was of being, hey, I'm going to shoot it from anywhere. Because that's what I can do. I've seen somebody do it, and I can do it. What would you advise somebody who's maybe coaching a young player at this point? Is like, I want to be like this, and I'm going to pull up from the logo, and I'm going to learn how to shoot it. Is that something you want to encourage a young player to do and say, well, if you can do it, do it? Or do you want to wait until there's certain physical development where you don't learn bad habits trying to launch some of those shots?
Yeah, I think Steph Curry started a few years ago. I don't know what to say on this one. I think you got to listen to your coach. You know, I know we're going to listen to ours. But at that young age, I mean, it's just, the Caitlin Clarks of the world are inspiring incredible, you know, amounts of young boys, young girls, you know, to go chase their dreams. And to me, you know, that's the much bigger point, is that you're going to get some people that really want to cultivate their games and try to get to where she is. You know, because the visibility has shown that, you know, you work really hard and you can be really good. You know, so to me, like, I watch as a fan. You know, I know, you know, a lot of people I know watch as fans. I mean, she's done incredible things for the game. We're moving into this moment right now in women's basketball, you know, especially in the WNBA. And it's driven by people like Angel, by people like Caitlin Clark. And I think it's just going to keep opening doors for kids to want to be great basketball players.
Well, speaking of open doors and whatnot, it seems like the game on June 23rd is already sold out. I know some people were petitioning you guys to move it to the United Center, but logistics matter. There might be concerts or whatever at the UC.
Right.
Is something like that even possible for you guys to do?
I'm not sure if it's possible this year, but yes, I've gotten a few of those emails as well. You know, I think it's going to be quite a year, you know, for the Sky, for the whole WNBA. We can't wait.
All right.
That's outstanding.
Jeff, thanks for your time, man. We appreciate it.
Guys, the best. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
Jeff Pagliocca, general manager of the Chicago Sky.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.